You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Breaking news. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has now reduced its list to 50 candidates for the class of 2025 for the modern era player category. I'm seeing a name on here. Tiki Barber is one of the 50 candidates.
Oh, thank you.
Tiki, second straight year you're here. You're knocking on the door. Congratulations on making it this far.
Thank you.
Let's get you in the freaking room.
Three more steps to go.
Right, but let's get you in the room where they can hear an argument for Tiki Barber, please.
I want to be in the room where it happens.
Yes.
You don't know that, do you?
I don't.
Aaron Burr, Hamilton.
I didn't.
In the room where it happens.
You're going to have to ask me after the Yankees
watch it. You have to watch it.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. You're going to have to watch
it. Can I wait for a baseball season end? I can't come up for air right now.
Yes. There's a good list that's out there now because we just got it a little bit ago. Gary Myers called me right before the show. I couldn't answer because we're getting ready to go on air. I'm like, Gary, why are you calling me so early or a minute before 2 o'clock? And he sent me the news. So we know now it's out there. And there's also another giant in the top 50. Eli Manning. First ballot Hall of Fame candidate this year. So
I love this. By the way, this is a no-brainer to me for everybody in that room and voting. Let's get, as Loogie and Evan would like to say in their wrestling world, let's finish the story. Let's get Tiki and Eli in the same damn class.
Well, they let the Jets take it over 2 years ago when my brother got in.
Right. Klecko and Revis. And by the way, Canton, did you like that New York money coming in your little travel situation for that weekend? Let's get the Giants in the Hall of Fame game next year. And let's let Tiki and Eli, let's get them in the same class. So, Tiki, this is awesome, man. Congratulations. Obviously, a lot more work to do. And hopefully they come to their senses. I mean, look, as great and as awesome as guys like Marshall Faulk, Marcus Allen were, there are a few people like them that did everything in three phases, including the return game. Tiki Barber is the other one.
Thank you. They didn't do it in the return game, just so you know.
I thought those were the three that had the...
No, 10,000 yards rushing, 5,000 receiving.
Oh, okay.
But I also have 1,000 yards returns.
Are you the only one to do that then? I had that wrong.
There you go.
So either way, all-purpose backs.
All right. All-purpose.
Do you know what that means, Tiki?
You know what it was?
You don't need me in the room because I'll get the argument.
The more you can do.
That's it. Yes, and look, everybody...
Yeah, but it's exciting, but it's still just the first stage.
I know, but listen, you can't get to a third stage without being at the first stage, right?
Right point.
And I will just tell you, for anybody out there listening who might be in the room, and this doesn't mean because I'm sitting next to him. I'm a 37-year-old Giant fan. A lot of Giant fans like me can agree. And think about what you go to MetLife Stadium to see on Sundays now. There was no better feeling than leaving a game after Tiki rushed for a $150 and banging on that freaking ramp that now goes to American Dream and chanting Tiki Barber's name. Those were thrills. Get this man, Ken. That's it. I mean, we're putting Craig in the broadcasting. Can we put Tiki in? Can't, please?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Sean.
Now, if this happens, Tiki, Evan and...
we got to do the show out there.
All right, I'm just making sure we're invited for the ride.
Without a doubt.
You know what I mean? All right, good.
You're family now.
I'll pick up the tab at Perkins for breakfast. It's a good Perkins.
Perkins?
Yeah, I love a good perk. Don't hate on Perkins.
Is that the top of the list?
Well, listen, Canton, let's be honest. There's not a lot of Ruth's Chris sitting around
there.
Yeah,
Rondé's Hall of Fame dinner was... But it was a hike out. It wasn't close.
You had to go far. Yeah.
Really, hey, Teek, the Hall of Fame dinner at Applebee's. Don't knock it till you try it.
Bro, I'm good. I'm good with that. You got alcohol?
That's right.
Hey, $5 margaritas.
That's it. A little frozen margarita and a boneless wing. Am I man in Canton? I love it. 888-808-1019. You can go back on the Rewind app, top of the show. We talked about Brian Cashman still bringing up the Astros as he did yesterday to Mad Dog Russo and thinking, it really shouldn't be a 15-year drought. And personally, as a Yankee fan, as we head towards 2 days away from the World Series, that should be the last thing on the general manager's mind. Let's go to Matt in Franklin Square. Matt, what's up?
What up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, boys? What's going on?
All's good.
Real quick, I love that Cashman brought this up. I'm glad it shows he kind of takes it he took that personal, and he's kind of, you know, chose his competitive nature.
Yeah, but it was 15. It was 7 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what kills me, Keek?
What's that?
So that whole cheating scandal came out November 2019, right?
Yes.
2020. You know, we all know what happened in 2020.
Right.
As a fan, we never got our pound of flesh.
No.
I didn't get to go to Yankee Stadium, my trash can, and bang it when Altuve was up.
That's
I didn't get to whistle like a moron with Bregman, with Alex Bregman off the bat.
Right.
And that really, listen, that's
no, like, you know what?
I don't want to use the word closure.
You know, Matt, you know why you're also right about that? Because they didn't get punished.
Right.
There was no repercussion for them.
No, Altuve still strolls to the plate.
Not for the players. It was repercussion for the general manager.
AJ Hinch and
Lunau. They got, you know, their careers derailed for a minute, you even know, though AJ Hinch is back at it. But
what do you want me a pound of flesh? We chant F Altuve every time he comes to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
It sucks. The Yankees definitely were cheated out of that. But let's be real Yankee fans. We had PED.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Users on all of our World Series teams, like it or not. Now, other teams were cheating that the Yankees beat.
True.
But that's just the fact of the matter. I hated it. I thought they were cheated out of. Those couple years stung with me. It is 2024, and the Yankees have lost two games in this entire postseason. The Astros are dead and buried on their third manager since. Stop worrying about why this has been a 15-year drought and embrace the fact that the drought can be over four more wins.
I think the biggest thing for me about it is, what can you do about it?
You can beat the Dodgers.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's the only thing you can do is go win the World Series and have people not even think about it anymore. If the Yankees win a World Series, re-sign Juan Soto, and just are perennial competitors deep into the postseason, nobody is talking about a 15-year drought. I mean, they'll bring it up, but they're not going to talk about, there's that one Astros year where they cheated. Or maybe there were two of those years that they cheated, but who knows? Like, nobody's going to talk about it. Just go win. It washes history. Winners wash history, period.
And it washed the Brian Cashman reputation, right? Because what have we done for the last couple of years? Is Cashman a good enough gentleman? I've been leading
He's
that
a good one. He just can't win it.
Right.
He's a good one. He just can't bring that complete roster together. He's a good one, but there's always something missing. He's a good one, but he puts too much weight or heft onto whoever the skip is, whoever the manager is, and it prevents them from reaching their peak, etc. You go win a championship, a World Series right now, you can't say nothing about Brian Cashman. I'm serious.
This is exactly it. If the Yankees go finish off this Dodger team led by Ohtani and they win the World Series, Brian Cashman now has, you know, obviously the 90s World Series, if people don't want to credit him, he is credited with the 09 World Series. He would have this one. Nobody will give a damn that they didn't win the 2000, because you remember now the next thing, they've won.
Yes.
if Brian Cashman and the Yankees lost this World Series, never got back, and in 5, 6, 7 years, Brian Cashman's no longer the GM, and he wants to go revisit the Astro thing, well, that's his bone to pick because that means 09 is the last World Series.
Yes.
This is the wrong week to bring that up. Unprompted. It cannot be on your mind. It's a loser mentality as the general manager to have that on your mind. And I know it doesn't affect the guys on the field. I know that deep down, it shouldn't affect any guys that weren't here in 2017, but just the organizational mentality for that to be on your mind ahead of this series with the Dodgers, to me, is a big-time problem. All right, Chris in Bayshore. Chris, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. Great show. Listen, Tiki, you're a Hall of Famer, no question. Former season ticket holder. Really enjoyed watching you play.
Appreciate you, man.
I just got something on the two pitching staffs. I think that the reason the Yankees will win the series is because their staff, top to bottom, is just better. I think the only guy in L.A. that's really a shutdown guy, at least from the Yankees' point of view, might be Trinan. I think that's it. I think that, you know, as deep the Yankees go, I think that'll be the reason why they win.
And I'll say this, Chris, for anybody that might have missed it, at least the first three games starting pitching matchups have been announced. It'll be Flaherty versus Cole in game one. As good as Flaherty has been for the Dodgers, I know Cole has had two out of his three starts that are iffy. Come on. This is Gerrit Cole, your ace. This is what you paid him for the World Series. The Yankees edge pitching there.
Yes.
Game two is going to be Yamamoto at home versus Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon has pitched well in the ALCS. I know everyone wants to disagree with me with that.
Yeah.
Yamamoto, let's see him on this stage in a World Series. I'm going to call pitching edge slightly to L.A., but I got to see it here from Yamamoto.
Both have
blow-up potential in this spot.
That's the problem. I think it's actually even. I'd call that one even.
Even. Okay.
I'd call game two even from a pitching matchup.
And game three, Walker Buehler, who's been up and down, is going up against Clark Schmidt, who has been fine for the Yankees two times through the orders here. I can't definitively give that pitching edge. And then by the time you get to game four, for whatever you want to say, it could be Gerrit Cole.
Right. Walker Buehler was amazing in game six against the Mets.
Sure.
That's not been him all season.
Not been
long.
Him all year. So you could potentially get a bullpen game versus Luis Gil in game four, too?
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely getting a bullpen game. I mean, they basically have intimated that.
Unless they're down 3-0 and they want to go three days rest or whatever to Flaherty.
Right.
But
that's not good for Flaherty.
No,
the second
it's not.
Time around with the Mets, he got beat up a little bit.
Exactly.
And so the Yankees have the edge.
Definitely.
Pitching-wise. There's no doubt about it. And I think the only thing, as a Yankee fan, observer, IBO, whatever you want to say, that you worry about with them is bats going silent. That's the only thing you worry about. Now,
I think the Mets in for too many innings.
100%. But I think at this stage, it feels like that's not happening to Gleyber Torres. He's been one of the best leadoff hitters in the postseason.
Right.
Period.
Starts every game off on base.
Juan Soto, you know he's getting on base, right, hits or otherwise. You know, Carlos Stanton, we've had this conversation 15 times in the last 2 weeks. Stop counting him out because of what he does in the regular season. The dude mashes in the postseason. Yep. So there is some risk. But I don't think it's as bad or as scary as it used to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.